Day from 6 to 7 p.m., WHFR Radio takes you back to the day when radio drama was king with old-time radio mysteries. Join us for ongoing episodes of shows like Suspense, The Whistler, The Chase, Inner Sanctum, and much more. Presented in 2 half-hour episode serials each week, we invite you to enjoy old-time radio mysteries right here on 89.3 FM, WHFR Dearborn. Thursday evenings in its new time of 6 until 7 p.m. Tune in, if you dare.
If you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford Community College. Henry Ford Community College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford Community College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford Community College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford Community College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Good afternoon, this is WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and today my special guest is Kim Bailey. She is an art therapist and a spirit artist. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. And I understand you flew in specially from California just to be here?
Yes, I did.
Okay, right. Well, actually, she's here for other events, but, you know, it sounds good anyway that we spare no expense in bringing guests from the West Coast into here. So we just like to play that off as we're really doing something special, but I do appreciate the fact you could do this show.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm honored that you
chose me. Yeah, we're not done yet. You may have a different opinion by the time we're done, but we'll see. Anyway, I know that you've had training at Ohio State University, mm-hmm. and I'm a big Michigan fan, so I'm not going to hold that against you. I don't know if you're a Buckeye fan or not, but anyway.
Yeah.
You started going through their art program, and you became an art therapist initially. Was that it?
Mm-hmm. They have an art education program with emphasis in art therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through that program, and then actually went to Wayne State and started working on my master's in art therapy.
Okay.
I did not complete that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you always been an artist? Is that something that's been a passion of yours all your life?
You know, not until like college. Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved creating, but for me it kind of bloomed when I was in college and taking some of the courses that I needed to take for art therapy.
Mm-hmm. So you weren't going there specifically for art, it just developed as you went through college?
Yes, I went there for occupational therapy.
Okay.
And then decided I didn't really want that, but I love the art part, and the art and psychology went, and I love psychology, and those two went together, and so I felt like I found my dream job.
Yeah. It's interesting how that happens. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have no idea, and then before you know it, it's like a lifelong career.
Yeah.
So you're very happy doing what you do?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did you start being an art therapist as opposed to a spirit artist?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how did you become a spirit artist, and what exactly is that?
Well, I started becoming a spirit artist by when I entered into healing my own situations in life and things I needed to heal in my body, mind, and spirit. I took a class called Dialoguing with God. And in that class, we were learning how to channel the angels. And I was at home working on channeling with the angels, and I happened to have some of my art stuff out, and I thought, well, okay, so what if I sort of channel them to draw? And that's how it started. Mm-hmm. And then it evolved from there. Every kept pieces and pieces kept adding to what is now spirit art.
Mm-hmm. But, so there are other spirit artists that you learned from, perhaps?
No.
No? Mm-mm. You just are a trailblazer?
I did.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to think outside the box, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so when you draw these figures, are you channeling in that you're being like a, it's like an automatic writer? You just let your hand flow and whatever goes through you shows up on the paper?
Yes, and originally when I did this, because your ego gets in the way,
mm-hmm.
So I would start meditating, and then I would kind of put myself in sort of a meditation room with, you know, like Buddha and Jesus and everybody, so that my mind wasn't focusing on what was happening with my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just really let go of my hand moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would kind of call in a certain archangel at that time, and then just kind of put my mind somewhere else, and then just let my hand move.
Mm-hmm. So whatever came out on the paper was meant to be then.
Yes.
You didn't just go up there and say, well, I'm going to draw this here and draw that there.
No.
And put this color here and mm-hmm. put that color mm-hmm. there. It just all flowed naturally.
Yeah. And a really neat example, if I can share with you,
by all
means. One of my mentors decided that she would like me to do her logo. And so I said, all right. So I got in my meditative state, and I asked to bring in her spirit, and I asked to bring in the energy around her business, because she was a holistic healer. And I did this drawing, and it was kind of had like a lotus flower. And I don't know what's happening until I open my eyes. So to me, sometimes the way my hand's going might seem like it's so different than what it is when you open your eyes. But in that particular drawing, there was like a lotus flower that came out, and then kind of these infinity symbols, and then a sun, and this little tiny figure in the flower. And I showed it to her, and she said, have I ever showed you my tattoo? And I said, no. And on her arm was an infinity symbol and a sun, and then the name of her business was Leap Healing. And when we were talking about it, she says, well, you know, it's interesting, like a grasshopper didn't come out in this. And there was this little tiny figure in the middle of the lotus flower. And I looked at it, and it looked like kind of a little abstract grasshopper. And I started getting online and researching, like, Egyptian coins, and that particular symbol was on an ancient coin that showed up in that picture.
Mm-hmm. So it just came to you out of the
blue. Yeah.
Right. Now, what about colors? I mean, you draw shapes, but when you start coloring in, how do you know which pen or whatever it is? Do you use pen primarily,
I use watercolor pencils and water, like oil pastel kind of. And I've just recently tried using oil paints, which is a unique experience. But so what I do, if I can walk you through the process?
Sure.
Okay, so when I'm working with a person like you, I would call in your spirit and the essence of you and just kind of connect in. And I can kind of feel that around me. And then I actually ask for any guides that are around you, power animals, anything. And usually I get a sense of an angel that's with you. Sometimes relatives show up that are working with you at the time, and usually an animal. And then I feel like an element that's really profound in your in who you are. And I close my eyes. And so I choose the first color by running my hands across the colors, and then I just feel like, okay, I stop here, and I pick the color, and I place it on the paper, and then just let myself be guided to the movements. And then when I open my eyes, it's just an outline, which looks like scribble.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I do is I choose the colors by closing my eyes, again, running my hands, and I just kind of hear stop. Pick the color, and when I open my eyes, because it's an outline, the first shape I see is where I drop the color in. And then quite often I'll hear, like, don't complete the whole color. So there'll be like two colors that have to go in that one shape. And I'll keep doing that until the whole thing's filled in. And then I'll take water and go over the pencil, because then it becomes like watercolor. And at the time, you can either be present with me, and you're witnessing this, and quite often people will be kind of meditating. They sometimes see the colors that are being chosen in their mind, in their meditation. Sometimes they feel things, or sometimes they journey somewhere else, or sometimes they're just, you know, being part of witnessing the process. And if you're not with me, it doesn't matter. It's still the same thing, and I still get all the messages. So then I would talk to you. I start to talk to you about what the outline color means, because your outline color is going to be your, like, predominant essence of you. And then we start talking about what all these colors mean and how they are related to each other as the way they touch. So in terms of, like, the chakras, we have the main seven colors of the chakras. And so initially when I was doing this, that was what I had. So I was working with, you know, if green is touching yellow, then there's, you know, and I could feel that there's this power that you're dealing with that you're not able to maybe express through your heart. So that kind of tells the story. As I was evolving with this, I kept getting more messages and more guided books to find out even more in depth what these colors mean. And there are some really in-depth meanings of the colors. So when I sit in front of you and we talk about how these colors are the essence of you, because it's all from the colors around you and inside of you, it tells your story. And I know nothing about most people that I see. So the stuff that's coming out is, I mean, just from their reactions and their healings and just some profound work is done by using the art.
Mm-hmm. It's all spontaneous.
It's all spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you pick the color and you're closing your eyes, do you have the colors arranged in a certain order? No.
Mm-mm.
So whatever comes up is whatever comes up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And quite often the same color will be picked again and again and again, just because that particular person has major stuff going on that color means.
Mm-hmm. And real briefly, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Kim Bailey. She is an art therapist and a spirit artist, and we're talking about being a spirit artist right now. Now, when people come to you, do they usually have something that they're looking for specifically to solve, or are they just open to whatever comes out is whatever comes out?
Some people are. They use it as a tool and a guide to maybe learning something more deeper about themselves. Some people have gotten them as presents for their friends, and so then there's nothing. And the ones I love are, I get babies that aren't even born yet.
Mm-hmm.
And their spirit and energy is so, oh my gosh, you know, happy and joyful. And,
right.
And amazing things come out in their little auras too, even though they're just, you know, newborn. So really it just depends.
Mm-hmm. So it can be children as well as adults that
yes,
you do?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I did one baby in utero, like, which was pretty amazing. And I knew nothing about the parents. I knew nothing about anything. And music kept coming through the, you know, like symbols that look like music notes, mm-hmm. and this music. And the father was a musician. And so it was very much linked into the picture. The other unique thing about these is that because what I feel around you, the guides and the angels, their essence comes through the artwork. So their colors of the angels will be in the artwork, and sometimes animals will show up just by turning the picture around and looking at the different shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy and that healing is in the picture. So it's a healing piece of artwork.
Right. So it must be very exciting for you to do that and really tap into that other person's spirit. It can be exhilarating at times, can it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm more just a vessel.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, people that do automatic writing, that type mm-hmm. of thing, you know, they just feel that they're a conduit for spirit that comes through mm-hmm. them, yeah. and they put it down on paper. And in your case, you draw it on paper, obviously. Now, when you see different relatives or animals around people, or you're sensing that, does it ever come out that it's just a picture of somebody or a picture of an animal, perhaps?
You mean it has nothing to do with the person, or?
Well, no, I just mean that, you know, basically what I'm seeing as an example of your artwork, it's more abstract, and I'm just wondering, does, you know, a face appear to you, and then you draw that face verbatim as you see it, like it has a nose and eyes and lips and all that?
When I'm doing the actual spirit art with a person, very rarely do I get, like, a real realistic face. Mm-hmm. I will get an image that looks like kind of a mother holding a child, but more in that abstract kind of way. No, mm-hmm. So I haven't got... Now, when I do it on my own, when I went to Egypt and I sat in the temples, and then realistic images came. But when I'm working with someone one-on-one, I haven't gotten to seeing anything super realistic. Mm-hmm. Profiles of faces will show up.
Right, but you don't really draw those per se. You're just seeing those in your mind's eye.
Well, I'm not seeing anything because it's totally guided. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, after I colored in and we're both looking at it, turning it, then we'll see it together.
So when your eyes are closed and you're doing the drawing, is your mind a blank, or are you seeing something or experiencing something at that point?
Yes, as I continue doing this and develop my, you know, just that more attunement to it, I started to even feel things. So I might be doing one, and sometimes I feel really sad. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll start to feel emotions that are connected to the pictures. And sometimes I do see, like, flashes of images. But that happens a lot when I'm talking to them. So as we're talking and we're processing the colors, little flashes of something come sometimes, and then we'll talk about what that is.
Mm-hmm. So once you draw the picture, how do you break it down as to what that person is experiencing or how that can help a person? What do you really look at?
Well, the outline color, like in this particular, is it okay to?
Yeah, go ahead, describe it.
They can't see it.
Right now, okay, so you have a picture or a drawing in front of you that you're going to describe for the listening audience.
So in this particular picture, the outline color is like a purple color, and there's kind of like some images of a heart, some petals, maybe even like a snake figure in it, some swirls or spiral in this. And so the outline color initially is about, would be like the third eye. So it would be about that person is intuitive, and it's like a big piece of them. So in many cases, when I'm saying, well, this is about you being intuitive and about really speaking your truth and your intuition, they'll actually look at me like, yeah, I have a problem with, like, yeah, you know, like, I'm working on that. So then I go right to the core of the picture, in this case, yellow. So I'll look at how this yellow, which would be our solar plexus and our power and our emotions, and how it touches orange, which is about relationships, creativity, and this would tell us that the main thing going on with this person right now is in their solar plexus, and is they're standing in their own power and their outlet for creativity, and they're struggling with that outlet for creativity right now, and that's why it's showing. This showing up as the main piece. All these little images off the sides of this piece, they just start to define what this is really about. So green here would be about love in the heart chakra. Now this is more of an emerald green, so it's actually about needing more support in their life. And then this orange is about the relationship. So then, okay, we can say, well, then is there someone in your life that you need to talk to about needing that support? And then this, like, sort of light blue in here is sort of a cleansing. So maybe there's some things we're cleansing with that relationship so that you can feel more supported, so that you can feel powerful, and you can express yourself creatively. Mm-hmm. So that, and I can go on and on about this, but does that give you a little bit?
Right. Now, I see that there are different shapes. You said the heart shape, I can see that, but I see what could look like, you know, flower petals, but also perhaps flames as well. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what the other person sees.
It's what they see, and then what I'll do is I have a special book that I look up symbols. mm-hmm. and we'll look up, what does a flame mean? And I'll read it to them. And more, in most cases, they'll be like, yeah, that's right on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll look up all the symbology in the whole picture. And it's like pieces of their puzzle coming together.
Mm-hmm. So will they look at that and tell you, well, in this part of the picture, I see a heart, or I see perhaps some type of landscape or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you, like you said, break it down mm-hmm. and cover each portion of the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can also turn it and make it show different things so that people would get different impressions as well.
Right. Well, the interesting thing, I don't know if it's okay to pick this up here.
Yeah.
So if you look at it this way, you kind of feel what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you turn it, it sort of has a different energy and feeling.
Right.
Right? Each time you turn it, it changes how you feel, what your body feels.
Right.
Right?
Right. Well, I can see the difference in just, you know, some of the images that I get. I mean, when you look at it one way, you think, okay, this could be the shape of somebody's head, mm-hmm. a face. You turn it another way, and it may look like, you know, some type of landmass, you know, mm-hmm. mountains. So it's really open to interpretation, and it's how the person perceives it.
Yes.
Now, how does that really help a person in their life?
Well, this is what I love about it.
Okay.
Because we go to people and we talk about these things.
Right.
And we have someone, even a friend or a therapist or whatever, that tell us, okay, this, you know, this is what we should do, or this is what we should think. And we could say, yeah, but maybe that's their thing. And that's, when you have this, it's like sort of in black and white. So it's like concrete evidence of, this is what's really going on with me. And these are the things I might need to work on to change a little bit to help heal these things. Or these are the things that, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was really doing pretty good in them. And it shows up in this artwork. And so it's kind of like real. Instead of like letting your mind just slough it off as, well, maybe they were just this or that with, you know, it's really there.
Right, right.
That's what makes it different.
Right. It's open to their own interpretation as opposed to listening to somebody else and what they think or what they feel. And like you said, or have implied, that the other person may be way off, you know, and that's just their opinion. That's just their impression, where the person doesn't really feel like that, correct?
Maybe. I mean, I know for myself, if you were talking to me, helping me, I could walk out of here and go, well, you know, maybe that's some of his stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, his baggage.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Right.
And I've got a lot of baggage,
if
too.
I have this picture, I could say, okay, well, but those are my colors, and those mm-hmm. are my shapes, and those, you know, that's
right.
me.
Right.
And so it just makes it very real.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I have been working with people is to do this on their own, to teach them how to do it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way they can go home, and they have a very small amount of materials that they need to purchase, and they do it in their own privacy of their own home, and then, you know, it's a tool for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, are people sometimes really surprised at looking at the picture? They realize that perhaps they're going through something they didn't think they were going through, or they're surprised at some of the results that they see in that picture?
The biggest, most amazing thing that comes up for most people is that this pink is like angelic presence.
Mm-hmm.
And there's colors in here that show that there's etheric support. And in most cases, they don't feel that or know that. And so when they're with me and I'm saying, well, you know, you have this thing going on here, but oh my gosh, look at all that, your angels are right there and they're with you and they want you to know. And they can feel that when they're just talking with me, like, yeah. And they just break down and start crying and, oh my gosh, I'm not alone,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so that, the most amazing thing is that spiritual essence is shown to them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right. Now, do you receive messages when you're going through the interpretation of the drawing with the other person? I mean, are you receiving information from spirit, would you say?
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll just be saying, I'll talk and I'll say, well, you know, you might have a problem. There might be something going on here and here, but I don't know that there is. And they're validating. Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so-and-so told me that too. And, you know, so, and I don't know anything. So it's showing up all over the place. And, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there are a lot of different colors. I mean, I'm looking at the picture. Obviously, nobody can look at it on the radio, but I see a lot of different colors. Now, if there's primary colors, I mean, predominant colors that, you know, permeate the drawing, would that hold the strongest vibration for that drawing, and would that apply to the person?
That's a really good question. Well, if more colors are repeated, it would really just show that's their main issue right now,
mm-hmm.
or their something they really need to look at.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily matter whether it's primary color or not. It could be all this, like, sort of pale blue that you don't see everywhere, but it's all over the place, which actually does kind of show up in a couple different places here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, it might be either a shade of blue, but there might be several different spots in the drawing that are blue. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that indicates perhaps one situation in somebody's life?
Yeah, well, if I'm having issues with support and even receiving support, it might show up in these different shapes, which, you know, because that's just my issue right now. I have trouble, let's say, receiving support.
Mm-hmm.
And so exactly what you're saying is happening. Like in this picture, if we were to say this is support here, then this is about receiving that etheric angelic support. And this is about intuitively that support is there if I can just, you know, let myself hear it and receive it. And then shows up a little bit in here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking from the throat chakra.
Right. And just real briefly, once again, I do want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Kim Bailey. She is an art therapist and a spirit artist, and we're talking primarily about being a spirit artist. What I want to know is, as people progress in life and they change and they go back and they have you do a picture for them, a design for them, or like you said, perhaps they move on and start doing their own designs, will they see a difference in what they see from picture to picture so that, you know, perhaps they're getting better or worse, whatever the case may be?
Yes, and that's beautiful. And I have people that come back every 3 months or on their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite lovely, too, because if black shows up, it's usually like a fear or a block. And so when you come back the second time, you're like, oh, there's less black. You know?
Yeah, so, that's a good thing.
I'm doing better. Yeah. So, yeah, so it does. The pole picture changes, the color changes, and most times I don't, because I see so many people, I don't remember what was really going on in that picture. So it's really unique to have them even tell me, like, well, this is what I was working on last time, and that's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. So it does show.
So do they bring old pictures with them just for comparison's sake when they see you for a new drawing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, do you do that for yourself? You go through and you do different designs for yourself to help yourself?
Absolutely.
What about members of your family?
Yep, everybody.
Really? They all get it, whether they want it or not, right?
Well, the first person I ever did was my children.
Oh, really?
So first I was doing the angels, and those came out way different than this. Like, very, they actually came out more sort of abstract, angelic-like, with wings and everything. But I started to do my children, and then it was so amazing because the colors that were coming out were exactly lining up with their personalities.
Mm-hmm. So you have done your husband's as well?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work out? The marriage is good, I hope?
Yes. Well, he's lots of green, so that's good, right?
Okay, yeah, I hope. What does green show? What does green
love.
Mean?
Lots oh, love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a plus.
It is a plus.
Yeah. Does he do it himself at all, your husband?
He has not.
No.
I wish he would, but yeah.
Really? Does he appreciate the fact that you can do that yourself and show him what's going on?
Yes.
Okay. So he's open to that.
He is. And the next part of what I learned to do was couples. So for a couple wedding presents, I decided to try this. And I picked the watercolor pencil for the female, let's say, and then the other medium for the male. And I would just do this the way I do it normally, call in the spirit and do the female first, and then call in the spirit of the male and do him. And where the two images cross, or that's their part of the relationship, and then separately on the mm-hmm. outside is them. And that's been quite amazing. And I've done that for my husband and I, and I've done it for some gifts for people, and I've had people call me for unique presents for mm-hmm. Married couples.
Yeah, right. That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. And again, do they find that what the colors and design show, it does apply to them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does it apply to their current situation in life as well as their future?
It can, yes.
It can, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does it usually show? Does it usually show the present tense, how they feel about each other as they're getting married?
Well, in a couple different cases, it showed up where there needed to be more communication.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's not all like, oh, this great, you know, look at how great we are.
Right, yeah, that's I found my thing. Soulmate. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's beautiful because it can show up where you can, you know, need some help. And if in this one particular case, they weren't aware, it could bring them to a conversation about, so, you know, can we talk about this communication stuff that came out in here?
Right. So if you did something like that, would you see something like, well, this person's having an affair or something? I mean, have you ever done it where you look at it and think, these people really aren't compatible or they really have some serious issues?
I have not yet, but I have done some where the color of sort of not being trusted shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I will sometimes wonder, like, okay, well, why is that there then? So is there something that happened in the relationship that would cause the other one not to trust, you know? That right. can sometimes show up. But, I mean, just being intuitive, I can get a sense whether someone has had an affair, but,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So do you take the drawing and explain it to the couple?
In the cases I've done it, I video record my voice. Now I do it on a CD
because
mm-hmm. technology's advanced.
Yes, right. It's amazing.
Yes, and I Madden framed it, and the disc comes with them. A couple times I wrote it on a computer, typed it on the computer, and gave a letter explaining everything.
Mm-hmm. And do they generally find that what you have explained is true?
Yes, and mm-hmm. in some cases, a pretty wonderful healing came about as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's benefited the couple as well?
Yeah.
Now what about people in general? Do you ever get a situation where perhaps you see imminent, I don't know, health issues, perhaps even death? Has that ever happened?
Health issues come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they will come up sometimes in a specific color that might guide me to where in their body it is, you know, and then that's when that special, like, little connection I have to spirit pipes in with, I might hear gallbladder, you know, and then I might talk to them about, well, has anyone talked about your gallbladder? And they'll say, well, yeah, or no, or, you know, well, and I don't say, oh, you should run, and I just say, well, this came up, and if you so choose to, you know, investigate it.
Right, so you mm-hmm. don't go out of your way to alarm anybody necessarily.
Right, yeah. I've never had death or anything come up yet, but
mm-hmm. there's always a first time, though. Now, yeah. of course, I'm just joking. Hopefully, that doesn't
this
come
is a positive
up.
Positive thing.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's interesting because, like you said, when you look at it and then you change the position of the paper, you really do see different images. And again, mm-hmm. you could probably examine that and come up with new interpretations months down the road. Correct?
Right. What I have. Anyone who has this done, is I tell them to put it somewhere they're going to see it every day and leave it that way for like a week or a month and then turn the picture
mm-hmm.
and then let it speak to them in that way. And I've had people say, you know, that wasn't really in the picture before and now all of a sudden it's totally different. So you're right. It changes the perception and sometimes other things emerge from pictures. Just like I don't know if you ever pull oracle cards. You ever?
Not myself personally, not really, no.
Okay. Well, we pull oracle cards and you get used to one deck, and then all of a sudden you have this big life change and you pull the same card and it means something completely different. You have a totally different perspective on what that card means.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens with this art.
Mm-hmm. Now, do people actually put this up on their walls as decoration?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They don't feel like they're sharing something really personal about themselves by putting that up you know, displaying that for other people to see, and they say, wow, looking at that picture, I can tell you're a weirdo or you've got some serious issues. And I mean, of course, they wouldn't say that, but I'm just saying that they have done that. They've put it up as artwork in their homes.
Yes. Well, and most people, like, you know, if you came into my house and you didn't know about this, you just think it was a piece of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to have, you know, when your friends come over and they've had it done too, then right. everybody's looking at, oh, I see this, that, this, and this. And yeah, right. it's kind of neat.
Right. So you could have all your children, yourself, and your husband along the wall.
Yes.
And, you know, one big happy
yes.
family, right? Yeah. Well, that's important. So when people come to you, though, do they, again, ask you something specific? Perhaps you're looking for a new career or something. Is that something that whatever you see and draw would help them determine what it is they should do?
Yes. If they have a specific question, then we set that intention before the whole, before it starts, the whole healing and artistic healing starts. And then those answers will come out. Sometimes they don't tell me about the question, and the answers come out anyway. They'll tell mm-hmm. me after. Like, you know, I was wondering about what I should do about this, and you just gave me the three steps I needed to take to get there.
Right. So it might be something that they were thinking about but didn't mention to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it could be about relationship, job, mm-hmm. health issues, anything that you might be interested in or curious about?
Yes.
So that's got to be pretty interesting, though. I guess because every drawing is new and different and everything's open to interpretation,
mm-hmm.
so it never gets old, does it?
No.
Mm-hmm. Always changing.
Always changing. And it's, you know, and it becomes more open. Like this one's more open, and some I could show you are more closed. You know, and so it's nice even like to do it and to see, well, it's more open. So I must be opening up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shows up in the artwork.
Right. Now, what about the white spaces? Do you look at those spaces as well? Perhaps the different shapes that, even though they're not colored, they do have different shapes. Do people look at that as well?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. I have limited time, so I focus on more of just the colored spaces. But when you're turning it around, sometimes significant things come out, and then can talk about what that is. For me, the white space too is like in this particular one, there's this lighter watercolor here, or sometimes see how this kind of sprays out here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually saying that this this angelic presence is actually it's going beyond. So it's not just not necessarily in me, like in this particular thing I'm dealing with, but it's also touching these other pieces that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if it's real closed up, you can get a sense that person's real, like, holds everything in. And then in others, there's this like leak, you know, that comes out. And sometimes the leaks are good because they flow out like at a place where they're cleansing something or really needing to let go of their anger or whatever that emotion is. And then sometimes it's real tight. And
right.
So some of that white space is just opens up for where it's flowing, I guess, is
mm-hmm. where it may be. Now, when you do something like that, I guess, like we said, it changes every time. Did it ever really surprise you, some of the things that you came up with, especially when you first started to do it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you pleasantly surprised?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of blown away sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have any inclination that you had this talent going through college, studying art?
The only thing I knew is that for me, art was always therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I was in college, like, doing these paint, you know, whatever I was learning to do, working with clay or drawing, I always was just, like, pouring out my heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always maybe more abstract just because I felt more free-flowing with it. And so it was just always therapeutic. And it was really interesting because when I started to do this, I went back through my old paintings and I was looking at them and you could see these images like emerging from the paint of, you know, like an innocent child or, you know, things that I didn't notice then that I realized, hey, I've been doing this, you know.
Right, right.
I didn't realize it.
Right, subconsciously mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
And can you go back and look at those paintings and see how you've changed as you've progressed in life?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it quite startling sometimes?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of pain.
Really?
Less pain now.
Yeah, right. So you're working through the problems. Yes. That's a good thing. But again, does it really surprise you sometimes when you go back and look at the old pictures and you really think, wow, I have changed when you compare it to some of your more recent drawings?
Yes. Well, and some are even more open and, you know, like full of life, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when I think of now, like, okay, well, I was full of life back then. And
yeah, what happened now?
I could still do that. Yeah, but yeah. Seriously. You know.
I think it's old age. Yeah. I mean, or I shouldn't say old age, but everybody gets older and sometimes we slow down, that's all.
That's so true. You know? Yes.
But that's the amazing thing. Mm-hmm. I am sure that when you do children, you just probably are filled with a lot of energy, correct? Because mm-hmm. children have so much energy. That's the amazing thing about children. When I watch them, you know, they're jumping and walking and running. And, you know, I look at children now and I think, was I ever really that young? You know, and of mm-hmm. course you had to be, but mm-hmm. they're just filled with so much energy. So when you do a drawing, it probably just jumps right out at you, right? Mm-hmm. The energy that a child has.
Yeah. When I'm doing a child's spirit art, I can't stop smiling. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just very aware that I can't stop smiling. The other unique thing that I wanted to mention is I've done a few of these with developmentally disabled children who couldn't speak, mm-hmm. and it gives them a voice. And so I did one with one of my clients, and, you know, the mother was present, and he couldn't speak, but as I was drawing it, and he was, you know, just present. And I started to talk to her about what it was about. And during certain times, he would start tapping her, like, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. you know. So I thought, wow, this is like a voice for these children. Mm-hmm. So my hope is to even bring it into the schools, you know, and different centers where they can start using this with these children to really connect mm-hmm. with them in a way that we're not used to.
Right. Do you have the child actually draw some?
When they can, yeah, mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
So that's where the art therapy comes in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, again, that must be rewarding to be able to touch somebody. Would you say that it might be an autistic child or something that
yes.
you can reach and maybe, like you said, provide a new voice for that child?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have done autistic. Actually, a lot of children, too, that are not even always autistic, but like the indigo children and the crystal, and if you've ever heard about like those kinds of children, this kind of work with them is profound mm-hmm. because they're misunderstood.
Right.
And their artwork, when I work with children, I'll actually do a whole assessment where each family member is a color. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take those colors and we'll put them on the body. And so it tells me, you know, what the color means, what the parent or what person in the family is, and where the color is tells what's going on in that family. Mm-hmm. And I will help then teach parents how to do this and how to use these things at home so that they can better understand their children and connect. And
mm-hmm. are the parents amazed as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they touched to the point where perhaps they really feel some type of emotional release that finally they can reach their child somehow where before they couldn't?
Even better than that.
Okay.
Our children are reflections of us.
Right.
So when we look at the child's artwork and we can see things going on, in most cases the parent can see where their piece is in there. And what they're going through is actually showing up in their child.
Mm-hmm.
And not to, you know, feel bad about it, but to say, okay, well, now what can we do about this? You know, now I can see, and in most cases I'll help the parent then to work on themselves with what's going on, and that helps to release some things in the child as well.
Mm-hmm. So it helps with the family dynamics?
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the point where it really frees them up and perhaps improves the relationship among the family?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it can be very therapeutic for everybody involved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many times have you done this, would you say?
Mm.
It's hard to say? Or?
It's hard to say, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But again, you're trying to get it into school systems now?
Yes. I mean, I'm working, I've really been guided like when you keep getting kind of messages, like, but I just moved out to California, so I'm trying to figure out where. I did find like a school for autistic children, and I'm gonna go there.
And not that it's any of my business, but why did you move? You used to live in Michigan, but you moved to California. Is it a business reason?
It was of my husband transferred jobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that kind of stuff happens. Yeah. But were you supportive of that move?
I was.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you get that, you know, through some of your drawings, that there might be a big change coming up in your life?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Did you know what that change was going to be?
I knew it would be a move somewhere. I didn't know if it was within Michigan or my spirit and heart calls to the ocean. So I kind of got a dream sort of come true to be close to the ocean. But I could feel that, like, you know, when you start to feel like stuck, or not even stuck, but just stagnant. Yeah. So kind of felt like that.
Right. And but then, you actually had a dream about the ocean? And
well, I am renewed when I'm near water, personally. Okay. So
are you a big swimmer or anything like that?
I do like to swim, but when I go to the ocean, I like it makes my energy, I'm revived, I'm have happy and joyful. Right. You
that's
know?
Your happy place?
Yes, it's my happy place, yes.
Well, seriously, sometimes it can be very therapeutic just to lie on the beach and, you know, be still and just listen to the sounds around you, the seagulls, the waves lapping up, you know, it can be very relaxing.
Yes.
I used to live in Hawaii, and I used to enjoy doing that, you know, laying on the beach and meditating, really. I mean, you don't even know you're doing it at the time, but that's what it turns into. So does that happen to you as well?
It does,
So again, very therapeutic and relaxing,
Yeah. And a lot of my artwork is done on the beach. So when I do myself, I'll do it a lots of times.
So you just get inspired?
I do. And then sometimes now, like, where I live, there was, like, lots of dolphins and whales. And then their kind of flow comes through the artwork. And now I'll even start to hear, like, messages.
Right.
Little words, you know.
So you might see more, I guess, fish shapes in your drawings, marine life. And
waves.
They all, right, and they all have meanings, right?
They do.
And what book is it you use to determine what the color or design might mean? Or are there several different books?
There are several different books. The first one that I was led to is Doreen Virtue has a book called Angel Medicine. And in the back of that book, she has specific colors listed that, you know, anybody can access, which is beautiful. Edgar Cayce has some different books on colors, and there's a couple other ones that I've been guided to.
And this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Kim Bailey. She's an art therapist and a spirit artist. Now, something I want to know about your drawings. Does it ever perhaps agitate you? I mean, do you feel like you have to get something down, that there's no stopping it, it has to come through you, and you can't really relax or rest until it does?
There's one painting that I just did, a really big one. It's like 5x4. And it was part of my journey in the last year. And it was specific times that I would just have to do it. And I would have to go to it. And it was always inspired by a certain song. And I would play the song over and over again on repeat. And that was and this was huge. And it was working with oils. And it was less, somewhat abstract, but definitely more images came through it. And it had to do with the feminine and masculine energies balancing, and goddess energy and breath and life. And there's some Egyptian stuff in there. And it was like several layers of, you know, I have to work on it, and then it would be there for 3 months. I wouldn't touch it. And then I would get exactly what you're saying happen. Okay, I have to do this. Nothing's stopping me. And I would go down there and just almost get like in a trance and work on the picture.
Right. Would this be as soon as you woke up in the morning, you had to go take care of this?
No.
Not necessarily?
No, more afternoon. I don't know why, but yeah. And sometimes around moon, like full moon and new moon really? Cycle. Yeah.
So you can tell when it's the changing of the moon cycles that you have this energy, this intuition coming to you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Now, do you go along and do your children from year to year to see how they've changed and compare those to past pictures?
I need to do them again. I haven't done them in a while, so yes. My husband and I do more often, just maybe.
How often do you draw something for yourself?
At least once a month or twice, depending on the time. I could do a couple times a week for me, or once a month, or...
So there's no set schedule?
There's no set schedule, yeah. It just comes.
Right. But you said some people come to you every 3 months, so they could do that every 6 months, and then again, it might be 2 or 3 years, right?
I have one client that I did her daughter when she was a baby, and every year she has her daughters done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's
and can
amazing.
She see the changes in her
she
child?
She can, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I hope for the better, I'm assuming. Okay.
Kids are wonderful.
Yeah, they are. Like I said, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. Their energy level is just fantastic. So when you do a drawing and you're done with it, are you physically spent? I mean, do you have to go lie down or rest or anything to recuperate?
Actually, I'm more energetic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
It kind of frees your soul,
it
so
does,
to speak.
It does, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's good. So when you do that, though, how many of those drawings can you do in a day? I mean, can you do it hour after hour, or do you have to just pace yourself and maybe do 2 or 3 a day and that's it, or how does that work?
Well, when I'm doing it for myself, I can do, you know, a lot. But if I'm doing it with a client, then I have to limit my time, because then I sometimes do feel a little more less energized, and depending on the client and what healing is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing that's happening when I'm working one-on-one is I'm a Reiki master and I do shamanic work, and I think all those things are coming out and happening in the session. So it's like everything is going in and out
right.
to heal.
Right, but you combine Reiki sometimes with the art therapy and the art spirit?
Well, and I do, like, not necessarily intentionally, but it's just who I am. So I think... Mm-hmm. You know.
So it's all intertwined and it just comes out?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't really know where it begins and where it stops?
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. Infinity, right? Just keeps on going,
exactly.
You know, so that's great.
Yeah.
Now, when you do a drawing, does it usually last an hour, you know, each session you have with a person, or is there no time limit? How does that work?
You know, that's so lovely. I limit myself to an hour and a half, because normally I go about 2, and I could go longer. Mm-hmm. So it could go on, and I mean, it's amazing.
Could be one person all day long,
and it's,
right?
It could be, mm-hmm. really.
Right.
Because it just opens up, like, these areas, and then they maybe start talking, dialoguing about what's happening, and, you know, and then I'm holding that space for them, and yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do try to limit, like, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, you can do several people during the day.
Yes.
Is that what you try to schedule, or it just depends on whether people get in touch with you or not?
I was, I worked out of a chiropractor's office for a while, and I worked out of that Leap Healing Center, and I would schedule clients. I usually try to have a little bit of a break in between so I can, you know, take a moment for myself, but I could do like 3 or 4. 4 kind of was a lot, but I could do 3 for sure.
Mm-hmm. So people would just walk in and find out what you did and
well, usually they would have
you.
An appointment or yeah. Or I would do little, like at your, like the expo you were, or I'm sorry, the holistic fair.
Right.
Like I would set up a little table, and sometimes I would do it right there. People would be watching me. I'd just pick somebody out of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are seeing it, and then they book appointments from that.
Right.
Just witnessing.
Would you do it for free for somebody, or were they paying you there?
No. For some of those are like promos. I just and I didn't do like really long ones. I just did key points, you know.
Just mini ones, right?
Mini ones. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Give them a taste and
give them a taste.
I see. You're a tease. Okay. I see how you are now. You know, you gotta draw them in somehow, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you get a lot of business by doing different fairs?
I did, but then I moved, and mm-hmm. I sort of took a little sabbatical when I moved, just so I could focus on my family and moving and getting settled into a new state, which is, it's a huge difference mm-hmm. out on the West Coast.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, the time change just alone is something to get used to.
Yeah.
But you're happy with the move?
I am, mm-hmm. and I just started to take the big painting that I was talking about, which I titled Exposing the Goddess Within, and I have it moving to different places because it's a healing piece of artwork, so I'm trying to find different places just for people to view it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made prints, and now I'm selling the prints in the bookstore. And
so it's a work in progress.
It is a work in progress, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you plan to get back into the psychic, holistic fair area and demonstrate your drawings there as well?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Have you found that to be profitable in the past?
I have,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, I would imagine that once you explain what's going on, because on the surface, people would look at that and they say, well, that's just, you know, a drawing. But, you know, by talking to you, I think it's really interesting how many ways you can interpret that.
Yeah.
And again, mm-hmm. just by turning the picture, it can open up whole new vistas. And that's mm-hmm. the amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. So it does make it for needing me to explain it, which is a little different than just, you know, putting it on. Like, my website explains it, but, you know, you have to be a little more creative, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, do people just call you up and say, can you do one for me without having to be there in person?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work? Do you just get the impression, I guess, meditating, and then all of a sudden it just starts coming to you, even though you're not dealing with that person directly?
I take their name, their full name, and I go into my special place, and I call in their spirit, and I'll feel them in front of me, like they're kind of etheric body, and then I can still sense what's around them, and everything's the same. It's just, you know, they're there etherically and not physically.
Mm-hmm. Right, but the results are the same.
The results are the same. The only difference is that I'm not able to talk to you, so we can't discuss deeper things. I'm just,
right.
I tell you exactly what's going on.
Do you tell people that they can call you, though, if they have questions?
I do, and now with Skype, mm-hmm. I could probably do these over the Internet,
right.
which will be kind of
right.
exciting.
Again, technology is really amazing.
Yes.
Now, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how could they do so?
Well, they could email me through my website, which is healing-spiritual-artist.com,
mm-hmm.
or they could call me on my cell phone, which is 810-923-0367.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you might get a little business. I don't know. But I think it's very interesting, not really knowing what you did. I mean, I downloaded some information from your website, and I looked at it. But I see that it really does have an impact on people, and I can see where it would promote some type of healing or knowledge about a person that, you know, before I didn't realize what that would show, you know, so I really think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you plan to continue this on indefinitely?
I do, and my passion is to teach people how to do it, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I when I was here, I was teaching classes to teach people, and then I was also teaching workshops where I incorporated dance and writing and art and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, creatively expressing yourself is a profound impact on who we are and how we let go of things and
right.
how we see how wonderful we are.
Right. It's an outlet for people.
And you close your eyes, which is the most amazing thing. So your ego's gone. You don't have to worry about, oh, what's this going to look like? Most people say, well, I'm not an artist,
right.
or what's this going to look like? And I'm like, you know what? I close my eyes, and you're just going to close your eyes, so you don't
right.
have to worry.
Right. Or they don't have to think, well, this color doesn't really go with
exactly.
this color.
Yes.
And I don't like this combination. You just,
yes.
in essence, go with the flow.
Yes. And I have some people in my life that I've taught this to, and they have a series on their wall. You know, they have their own artwork
right.
that
their
they
life,
have framed
right.
that they've done, and they've. And sometimes people will call me up and say, okay, well, I did this one on my own, Kim, and can you help me a little bit with what this is?
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I give them, you know, what I've used for tools, and
And they just and continue
they,
on.
They do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kim, thank you very much for being on this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. I do appreciate it. It was very interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, once again, I just want to thank my guest this month, Kim Bailey, for being on the show. Again, very interesting. I really didn't know what she was all about, but by hearing her explain some of the stuff, it really made a lot more sense. So very, very interesting. I also want to thank Brandon McKay for producing this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. Once again, I really appreciate all his help, and it does make a difference. And be sure to come back next year. That's right, next year. It's going to be the 18th of January, 2011. So join us back then for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. Right now, I just want to announce once again that WHFR and Metaphysically Speaking are going to have another Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. And this year's event will be held on Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Gee, I can't get this out. But anyway, it's going to be held from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Student Culinary Arts Center on the campus of Henry Ford Community College. And if you're interested in being a vendor, reader, or body worker at this event, just call 313-317-6540. Or you can email us at holistic2010@peoplepc.com. Once again, the telephone number is 313-317-6540. And the email address is holistic2010@peoplepc.com. And we do look forward to seeing you there. And thank you very much for listening to this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. I just want to say, have a great day, everybody.
Rick Sowash never dreamed that his music could be brought to life so beautifully, and that was way back in 1978. Since then, Sowash has written at least 18 more works for the Mirkor Trio, including this Christmas Concerto. We're going to be hearing it in just a little bit. Here's the fourth movement coming from the Symphony No. 6 by Samuel Wesley. This is the Milton Keynes Chamber Orchestra led by Hilary Davin-Wetton.